I've got it.
Ryan leaned forward enthusiastically.
He hung himself in the woods, and all those searchers were so busy looking on the ground that they never bothered to look up. Oh my God. His Converses were probably dangling like 6 inches above one of those searchers' heads, and they just never bothered to look up.
Yo, we're eating here, I reminded them.
You guys ever hit him?
Yeah, once, Alex said.
Yeah,
Ryan muttered. He'd probably lost count.
I think fourth grade was the big year for me. I remember noticing in fourth grade that Creed still sucked his thumb if he wasn't thinking of where he was. We used to catch him doing that, then torture the guy until he cried. It got to be a game with some of us to see if we could make him cry. Hey, maybe getting hit all the time that year, like, knocked his brain sideways. I think that's what started it.
Mm-mm, you're wrong, Alex said, staring at his half-eaten hoagie. I hit him in second grade. He was on people's nerves even back then. I brought my Matchbox cars into school. Remember how I had like 200 of them, all in the compartmentalized boxes? We grinned, and I rolled my eyes, remembering all those cars. Alex used to line them up in the compartments by make and model.
I remember feeling like King Popularity that day, doling out cars to all my little race car fans. We were going to make this huge track around the blacktop at recess. Creed kept standing there going, "You know there's lead poisoning in those cars. You know what you're doing is dangerous. You know you should really seek a more winsome pastime." I remember he used that word, winsome. God, we got like 5 minutes into this broken record routine, and I just nailed him.
Alex shrugged like it was the only acceptable thing to do. This sort of thing was always going on around Creed.
I hit him in sixth grade, I told them, feeling some sort of relief at finally letting fly.
I had brought my new guitar to school. After gym, I walked into class, and he was standing on a desk doing this Elvis routine with it. I saw the desk starting to rock under his sneakers. I took the guitar, calmly put it in the case, turned around, and just pounded him. I looked from Ryan to Alex, mowing down on the hoagies around these stupid Snickers, and I felt a little pissed off.
You know, maybe we could talk without laughing about it, I suggested. I think we tortured the guy enough when he was alive, if he's actually dead.
Dude, you're like a walking conscience, Ryan cackled. Don't be so glum. Maybe he just ran away. Truth is, can you even see Creed doing something like sticking a gun to his head or knocking a stool out from under himself? He was obnoxious, but such a wimp. It makes for a much more boring story, but maybe he just ran off. But damn! Wouldn't you just love to know what that note said?
Of course, Alex and I both mumbled. Everyone and their brother was dying to know what all Chris had written, so that you couldn't tell whether it was a runaway note or a suicide note. Ryan got to laughing harder.
Who but Creed would send a suicide email? A suicide email!
He was cracking up so much, he didn't notice that Alex wasn't.
Duh, idiots. Did you ever stop to think? If it was an email, we can probably get at the thing.